Molweni, Sanbonani, and welcome to another episode of the Indigenous Corner with me, Gogo Zipo. This is a space where we unpack African spirituality, Indigenous wisdom, and the pressing issues affecting our communities today. Last week, we started an important conversation on modern-day land grabs and how communities across the continent are being displaced under the guise of development. Today, we continue this conversation with someone who has not only witnessed these injustices, but is on the front lines fighting against them. My guest today, Dr. Nsizakalo Ngalo, a dedicated community activist and advocate who has been entangled in some legal battle with a construction company threatening safety and stability to the homes in his community. Dr. Ngalo continues his fight on the front lines of a dispute between the community, local government, and a construction company. Now, for a little bit of context, right, the issue lies with what local government would term the continuous halting of the construction of the N2 road between the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. Now, specifically, the validity of the mining license is the point of contention. Contractors allege that they have obtained and are in possession of a valid mining license, which the community and its leaders vehemently deny. Rather, community leaders state that they have never been consulted about any license or any forthcoming mining activity. Community leader Chief Diko says he had asked at the beginning of all of this what these vans and construction crews were doing on his ancestral land, and he was simply told that they were testing rock for viability. Nothing was mentioned about any mining or any activity. Chief Diko further states that he just saw the construction vans and crews sort of entering the community and beginning this mining activity of theirs without any proper communal consultation or approvals. Now, without giving too much away, I think let's welcome our guest as he embarks on his journey of sharing his story and shedding some light on these current communal challenges and, I suppose, the implications of it. Dr. Ngalo, thank you so much for being here and thank you for making yourself available to us today.
Thank you, Zipo. Thank you also to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
I think a great place to start, right, before we dive to the crux of the matter, okanye before singene emkhulweni quite seriously, would be to get a little bit of background and context about you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, what led you to community activism, and a little bit about your personal and professional experience that has shaped you to be in the position that you are today?
Ndizalelwa eMampondweni, Zipho. Ndisebhizana kwindawo ebizwa ngoba kusemakhusheni. And one of the areas that almost equi pipeline of being developed as one of the areas as ijongene ne development eMampondweni. So yes, I'm a developmental specialist by profession. I specialize and also I'm working under my foundation called the Dr. Nsizakalo Ngalo Foundation. Eyenza izinto eziyi five. One, it's facilitation. Two, research. Three, education. We educate people. Dispute and resolutions. This is exactly the one that caused me to land where I am today. And also skills training. We are focusing on those five pillars. Let me start by saying I'm one of the people about facilitated N2 toll road. You will remember there is an N2 toll road starting from Port Edward up to Ndwalana in Port St. John's, 112 kilometers greenfields. So I was the senior facilitator under MHAV. MHAV was the one that was working for Sandral, managing their properties. So I was doing land acquisition. So as you know, that Amambondo are not easily releasing any land. They are not easily releasing any land because they are not selling land. So I have to talk to them for the facilitation of that entry. I'm the one who unlocked that road that was supposed to happen in 1964. I unlocked it in 2017, started in 2015. I was using my foundation also at that time. So I was not hired by Sandra. I was doing it for the development of our people. For the my interest was there. It was for the development of our people because we are underdeveloped and we understand because we were not under colonization. We were not colonized as the Bornos. So that was one of the punishments that we received for not allowing colonialism to come into our area. That is why we don't have our own language. We were forced to learn isiXhosa. At the same time, we're not Xhosas, we are Pondos. So I'm coming from this a background. And my father is one of the people that was very active and refusing the removal of from their places of indigenous areas to the places whereby they call it a trust. And he was one of the people that was resisting that. As a result, my father is still on a mass grave. As I'm talking to you today, there are seven in two graves just here in Flagstaff in Pondoland. So there are still people that are in mass graves. Whereas we are still talking about the democracy because of this land. So I like your topic before because almost to me, it's not just about money. It's not about money to me. It's about the passion. And to me, it's too spiritual and too deep. We assist and help our people, making sure because even those people, we are not taking even a single cent from those communities that we assist in. We come with our lawyers, and our lawyers they come working under Pupino. They are not charging them. They are helping our communities there. So I would like also to acknowledge them for the work that they are doing for those communities, working together with my foundation. So let me stop there, Zipo, for now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I think you have said so many things that might have been even oversights for, Abantu Abafana Nam or, people who are sort of born in the new democracy or born into the democracy, that there are still these very painful histories, whereas there are also these very deep connections that we have to the land. And I like that you take the duty and initiative to be very involved in your community as well. In facilitating development. Now you've said that you facilitated this the construction of this road. Where did it start to get shaky and how are we in the position that we are in right now?
Okay, Zipo, the one that I facilitated, I'm talking about the one starting from Porodwa, the one along the coast, the new one that is having two
Oh,
mega
okay.
bridges, that is Umsigaba and Umthendu. On this one, I came in 2023, around March, whereby the communities were not happy. Because they were seeing Utatunda Bismarck, they heard that he've got a license without them. But almost what happened there, Utatunda Mase was given the rights to go and test where he can get the stone within the vicinity of Umvenyane. Because there's a other area called Mneba. Mneba is different to Umvenyane. But all that area it's under one Nkosi Nkosi Thixo. And the problem there, it's not about people not allowing Undamase to come. They said go and test it and come back to us and give us exactly what will be in for us as the communities. What is the beneficiation out of this for us as the communities? That Undamase didn't come back. He used the shortest routes. We never knew how it happened. How DMRE gave Undamase that license because those communities were not consultant. In the first case with them, they were not even having a civil engineer. They were not having even environmental studies and whatsoever. Nothing. There was nothing, nothing. Uba, how we got that license, we don't know. This is exactly what we are interested in. That is why communities, they didn't go to court. They waited to sit down with Utatundamase. And Utatundamase, all of a sudden, he said, no ways now. I've got a contract with Oramdel. I'm going to mine the stone. His license is one of the funniest licenses. And we don't know how DMR gave him that license. Unfortunately for us, we didn't see any license because we were not even believing that there is any license. Because Ndamase came in and came back 2023 saying he's got a contract with Oramdel now. Roundabout, I think roundabout May, whilst we were still talking, because the communities had to call me and come and assist them because Ndamase didn't want to listen to them. And Ramdel, he had an agreement with Ramdel without communities, not knowing even communities. What's the relationship between Ndamase and Ramdel? Only to find you can call it a fronting what Ndamase did there. Fronting using the same license that we communities are saying. This license, there was no public consultation out of this license. And Ndamase, he said he did consultation. We said where? With whom? And then he said with the people of Umjelweni. We said fine. And then Ndamase, people of Umjelweni, they went there. Wanted some answers from Ndamase. Ndamase hired, that is, yes, our communities were beaten. While the time, the time they were when they went to Ndamase and approached Ndamase, already Ramdel was mining there. And it's Ramdel who brought in their machines, and it's Ramdel who's going to court, and Ramdel beaten those people open some cases, nothing happened.
So Uti, not only have they come in and started a mining project, but bayaxhaphazeka abantu bomphakathi directly. Bebethwa.
They were beaten, and unfortunately, those ladies were even beaten in private parts, some of them. Badly, badly, badly. And they were making sure that those ladies, they won't show where they were beaten. But those ladies, they were brave enough to take some photos and send them to our lawyers. I even said to our lawyers, please, man, don't keep these photos with you. I don't even court if this case can go to court, the court can tolerate this. Those cases, I'm telling you up to now.
I'm horrified. I'm horrified.
Bebe, tu akabe okalas. Koni security zivala mehlo nje pa ezibetha abantu akwaphinde kwakhona zipho Ndamase because zangayenze public consultation akelelwe inkosi i boundaries of that area only to find they are blasting at Emjelweni and also doing mining emzalwaneni abangakhange bathethe ngawo nakule interview bebeyenza yesterday no mayor. Bamayina la ke ngokwemzalwaneni banemachines zabo phazo ukumayina 24 hours. Baphinde baphilish emzalwaneni bavala iground asemzalwaneni. Baphakama abantu basemzalwaneni bazama ukukhala ba hey wait 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 ukhona amangcwaba wethu apha kwathiwa fork off. I'm sorry to use that language, but this is the language those guys were using. They said fork off. And almost people that were there with those guys, they were complaining that hey, there were bones that were coming out here. And we don't know where these belungus and also these guys that are managers took those bones to. Only to find now, when we call and come, when we call our people and sit down with them, already now among our that has been recognized up at Chelwela mining in Zwapa I-19. We don't know where are the bones of those graves. Zippo, the guy that was there, he even said, I decided to resign. I've never seen something like that. Izindlu zabantu zipho ziyakreka. The guys that are blasting there, they are blasting in the long ayaziyo amatye, they are all over phakathi kwezindlu zabantu.
We've got iphotos alonto. Sebe figile abantu, uRamdell is using his connections. They came back for a blasting certificate Eastern Cape. They took it away. And then these guys, they went to other white men in Pretoria that is in charge, overpowered the one that is here. They were even blasting yesterday. Whereas they've got a court order, by receiver in October 2023. But up to now, basasebenza ngengane. What is so funny, Gezipo? URamdell waye court, not communities. Eyo stopisha bona after ebabethile. Ramdell went to court and kulapho ke uRamdell lost i case yakhe. Yabo? Lizokala apho zipho uba uRamdell uye e court okokuqala i date ebeye ngayo uRamdell e court waluza ndine dates ndinezinto zonke ezivenzayo uba ngedeyithi ethile uRamdell uyile ekhothi wayiluza ikhesi ngedeyithi ethile uRamdell waphinde ekhothi kungenziwanga kwa-public consultation of which i-court yafike yayibona loo nto yabe seyichitha yonke into enoRamdell yabo uba uRamdell ukumayina kwakhe phaa kulaa ndawo akukho mthethweni yabo uyabona ke zipho masiyiqale ngohlobo uRamdell uyabona ngemhla ka-6 ku-October ngomhla ka-6 ku-October 2023 uRamdell waluza i-court apho wayo-interdicta khona i-communities yabo wayiluza loo order uba Ramdell you cannot get any order evala aba bantu because ngokwe-records esinazo apho phambi kwethu ngekheyisi evulwe nguRamdell asinayo into ethini yenzi i-public consultation anina-coordinates aninazinto ezisuka kwi-surveyors aninazo zonke ezi zinto zifunekayo yile case yokuqala ke le kusoloko kuthethwa ngayo qho kwii-judgments ezifikayo uba uRamdell makayeke ukumayina pending kuloo case that is number one yeyokuqala ilost yakhe leyo uRamdell ngomhla ka-6 ku-October 2023 waphinda uRamdell waphinde ekhotha kaphela manti uRamdell waphinde ekhothi kwakhona uRamdell ngomhla ngo-2024 ngoMeyi around uMeyi u-2024 uRamdell waphinde kwakhona wasa abantu ecourt waphinde kwakhona waluza uRamdell yabantu
ewe tata
uphindile kwakhona uRamdell nge-29 ka-August 2024 kwaye abantu ke ngokubona ecourt bethi hayi masiyomenzela i-court interdict uRamdell yagrantwa yeva yagrantwa loo court order uba uRamdell makaphume pha nezinto zakhe nabantu bakhe pending kule case ebeyivulile kuqala
le yayokuqala so they are not supposed to be continuing yes. with any mining activity until kuresolve lo case
yes le yakhesi beyivulwe ngabo benguRamdell waphinda kuRamdell akaphela amandla nge-12 kaNovemba 2024 uRamdell waye court eyofuna kuriversiswe le interdict eyayinantsikiwe eyayifunyenwe uyabona ebifunyenwe against bona uyabona uya ke ngoku uRamdell ngomhla ka-24 uya kungomgqibelo ngoDisemba okay kaNovemba leyo efuna ireverse of which ke ngoku ijudge yangayivumi loo nto yangenzeka uRamdell waphinda nge-3 kaDisemba I think kwakungomgqibelo uyabona wahamba uRamdell yena wabheka ecourt waphinda uRamdell ukuya kwakhe imake oh masiye kwi-14th kaDisemba uyabona uRamdell again wabheka ecourt to fight a warrant of injunction ngabantu aba bebefake la court order yabo ethi uRamdell makangabikho phaa kulaa ndawo uyamazi uRamdell uba wayenza njani laa nto wavula waya ngomgqibelo kungekho bantu kungakhange sifake maphepha thina wethu iphindile ngomhla ka-3 kujanuwari yariversiswa loo nto kwathiwa Ramdell bubuqili laa nto beniyenzile niyenze ngomhla ka-14 yile ke babambelele kuyo abantu base-what to call basentabankulu abangumasipala esingamazi ubumasipala ungenaphi umeya kwinto ye-mining because uGwede was release statement esithoyo uba oomasipala mabaphume kwizinto ezinamining azibafuni. So because bayazibhuda and babenzela izinto nzima bamaphuma omasipala. But now ngoNovemba ke kukhona into ibike yabizelwa kwaDan, ibizwa ngunantsika ngumMEC unqatha owamapolisa emveni koba sizame ukwakha uxolo into yokubana Ramdele nto masizameni ukuyikhupha ekhoti uyabo. Ndim omele i-community ndizothetha nazo ii-communities for i-purpose of i-development akuvalwanga ndlela apha kuthethwa ngendaba ye-mining uba i-material leni ithathayo you are charging u-government you are getting imali from u-government with a stolen material this material is stolen and niyithatha emangcwabeni abantu ngendlela engekho rayithi. It's wrong le ndlela nenza ngayo Ramdel. Ramdel said we are connected. We are connected to the minister, we are connected to the MEC, the premier. There is nothing you can do. Zange ndiwabone mna amabhulu. I'm sorry ukusebenzisa igama elinjeya ane-arrogance njengalawa edibene nabantu abamnyama bethu abafakwe kulaa nkampani kaRamdel ekufrantwa ngabo abacinezela abanye abantu abakuthi abamnyama. But if you check those people bane-background kakade yokucinezela abanye abantu ubungake uyolanda ezaa directors uzofumana i-background yabo kakade ingentlanga kakade kwakwimbali yomzantsi Afrika kodwa still uRamdel chosen into yobana asebenzisa abantu abanjalo against abantu bakuthi to make sure into yokokubana baya exploitwa abantu ngolaa hlobo. URamdel everywhere ke apha hamba khona ufike avule ikware athathe ikware ebantwini whether kukhona ilayisensi whether akho license besekukudala simnyamezela uRamdel eyenza le nto. Ndingakuxelela ngeyasenkantolo kulaa mhlaba kathambo ndikuxelele ngeeselgwijini ebhizana ndikuxelele ngezinye zininzi uRamdel akalithengi litye uRamdel but we are interested to know i-pricing kaRamdel kodwa ikhothi ifike yayibona laa nto that is why aba bantu ane-court interdict uba mabangasebenzi pha. That is why we also zipho appealing to inantsika i-journalism okanye i-journalist ezi-investigatayo now.
Ntate.
There must be investigation. There must be investigative journalism that must happen in that area. And that will be the proof between myself and Umeya, who's becoming an advocate now for uRamdel. Because even there, he came with this guy that is fronting. That Undamasune license. He don't know. He's saying he's overruling the judgment from a judge. He has a high court. Umeya. Engeni into angayazi. Of which naye, sithi umthetho pha uwophuliwe. Zipho, I want to hide it that today uNdamase got amaphepha again from our lawyers today to nullify that license. To show into okokubana sikhathele nathi kuthetha naye ngoku. We are nullifying. We are waiting 30 days. Each and every day is a manners day. Now, njengoba esevo ngamaphepha namhlanje uNdamase, already uminister seyine 5 to 4 days ewarisivile loo maphepha. And asisadlali ngoku. We will make sure that we go up to the highest court of this country because now we are waiting for them to make any mistake and say maybe they are on the side of Ramdel. We are going straight to the Supreme Court of Appeal. From there, we are going to the Constitutional Court. And ababantu already, you will remember, ukophulwa komthetho uinterdictiwe. Kuyafana nqwana laa nto yenziwa ngutata wethu esimhloniphileyo nesimthandayo utata uZuma eyamenza wa-end up ejele. Babaleka ijele ngoku eli tyala liyadidizela eli silifakileyo eloba madod hayi ke niwophulile ke ngoku umthetho. Ithi ke ngoku sifake lo case and also we are nullifying ilayisensi yabo. Asinayo enye indlela. Sithi ilayisensi yabo yona mayina uNdamase namhlanje wafumene lo maphepha kodwa still basepha entabeni bayamayina because uMeya said mabalentoze mabamayine. Xa sibiza amapolisa phaa kulaa ndawo, amapolisa they are saying we've got an instruction from above that we must do nothing about this thing. It was very embarrassing and disturbing when uPremier addressing using the wrong platform, for e-judges, pleading to the judges that please judges charge for redevelopment, which means in other words not for communities, but they are using development to exploit people.
Yes.
They are exploiting
yes.
our people. hiding with development, and they are stealing. You see, can you believe now, Zipo, as you know that I'm fighting for the people, what they are usually doing if they can see that you are sitting in their nerves, what they are doing? They will say, you are an extorter. Lassisi said, I'm a wage driver.
Umeya. So you're an extortionist.
Ute, I'm a wage driver. Yes, and I'm an extortionist. Kusho umeya insulting me and saying that in public. One. Two, once they say that, they will go to SIUs, give them wrong information. And anytime they can come into my house and say, okay, we find Ungalo as an extorter, and then they kill you. That's the way these politicians, they are doing to kill people. That's the way. I'm not scared of them. I'm not scared of dying. My father is still on a mass grave. He died for this. I must die for this too. I don't care. We'll make sure that we get to the bottom of this, and we will leave no stone unturned. Umeya, woe unto him, being a leader. Azothi umntu wasebhizana ufuna ntoni entaba nkulu. Ugovernment we-ANC ufuna ntoni eCongo. Ugovernment was ANC ufunani kwa Israel. Can an ANC member say that ubani ufunani phi? Can also she use an example of a Tolobeni whereby I unlocked N2 via la Tolobeni, but compared to mining, that was e-consultation was done, was not done properly. And he is not aware that I'm the one, by the time I want to say Tolobeni is still on December, I'm the one who stand in between them and in the peace and in the recommendations. Official government, because I want to say Tolobeni, they were not properly consulted. You can glorify Matiba crisis and whatsoever, but Matiba crisis was not wrong on the point of consultation. And also Matiba crisis was not wrong on the point of a consultation when it comes to Ushel. There is a way of doing these things. I've been doing this thing for now for more than 34 years. I know how to deal with people. I know how to resolve problems. But you cannot lie about a person because you don't like him. I'm a non-profit organization. I'm an activist and making sure that we want development. I'm a developmental specialist, but I cannot allow a development whereby people will be hiding with the development, killing our people, making our people to suffer, hiding. Instead of focusing as a municipality with service delivery, yabo as a municipality, yinto bafuna bayongena phayana. When I'm starting ngoku responding. They are saying I'm the extortist, I'm the wage driver. Wage driver for what? And misquoting Owar Tambo as whatever Umeya was saying there. Ibiteta naye, but it shows that these guys, they don't have Isazela now. Isazela Sabo died long time ago. They can kill for money. Because Uramdel is one of the people, is corrupting people in the area. Right now, you can go there. Abantu banikwa uma 100 land, bekhekekele izindla, which is 10 and was 20. Uthi ayizophinde sibuye kungabuyi. Uramdel took about 6-7 people, ebenzi facilitators. Ndithetha into on record mna. Ebaniki 30,000, 30,000, ebenza quiet. But praise God, we've got one lady that stood up, and he's also a politician and an activist, that lady, Yawamatiwan, stood up and say, Doc, I rather go blind. I said, are you sure, guys, I must continue with this? Because some people buy a thing up. But you know the blessing of it, Zipo? The blessing is this. These people, 85% of the land that is there, yasem zalwanen, leba ngatet noktetwa na, ayo yasem jilwin. Yasem jilwin, leba plaster, ba kupilije, baso maina wilk alala senansigin, lasem zalwanen, papine balen lalem zalwanen. I will take you there. I've got a video on it there. These are bonis. Le, yabana, now ya kaga gengo gumea, tai city, because Uramdel was an amekot, tai city, mni interest ya mindun. Kanjani ndi respondent. The case is, I'm the respondent in that case. I'm the respondent. Which means that those people were sent by our government leaders. They were sent by these politicians. They were sent by Uramdel is so connected. We want internalism as those investigation. I'm sorry to quote, I don't want to quote other media house to other media house, but I'm telling you, Zipo, we are appealing to you guys to help us and make sure that you bring in guys helping us more organizations to fight that thing that is happening there. It's horrible that is happening there. It's horrible that is happening there.
I think, Dada, if we can we just zero in a little bit more on the impact on the community, right? Also, you've touched on the impact on izindlu, structural impacts on izindlu zabantu, displacement yabantu, amangcwaba abantu. Can you give us a very clear picture of what that looks like? So is the mining directly impacting the land such that izindlu are no longer habitable?
It's directly impacting abantu ngohlobo olubhede. One, there we've got about 3 people now. They are blind. I'm talking about the dust that is coming. They are blind. Some of them by a kohlela already. Izindlu zikrekile zipolukile ziwile izindlu. Akukho nenye eke yawola kulona. And kube khona indawo sugar bush nolucwesa whereby bathi xa belithwale litye bedlule khona alogqunywanga. So I sugar bush nolucwesa is also directly affected because before uyofika ku N2 udlula kubo. So Payana, if you are doing that mining, you have to consult abantu base sugar bush, you have to consult ulucwesa, you have to consult ke ngoku abanikazi bomhlaba abangumjelweni nomzalwaneni. Yo, mele kuthi une license unomjelweni ka. So, bayasokola abantu baphayana, balambile, banikwa even R100. They don't even understand lento okuthiwa bribery with and corruption. We have to teach them omyathi hayi, hey uRamdeli, ndiye ndafumana isishebo phakwa Ramdeli, uvele wandiphi R200 ngoku bendiwelwe indlu. I mean, Inje, those are the things that are
paid. Ezo 200, are they meant to be reparations?
I'm telling you.
What is no 200? Ezo 200, that is pathetic.
Exactly, so pathetic what they are doing.
That is an insult. That is an insult, a direct insult to the integrity of not only the land, but the inhabitants of the land and those who came before them.
Exactly. And if you go to Undamase, Undamase is also exploited also. Because Undamase, I think, is earning R40,000 in Kenyang. But these guys, maybe tenga iliche Kokstad, and ngevegi bepatala into pago R660,000 a week. Because kula document by fagile bate iliche baltenga babahlekazi. Abana rights to Ramdeli
zokumanga. Uba they are illegally mining iliche in communities, and that mining has resulted in health issues, in structural issues.
Exactly. And cruel as it is, usandra naye alibhatale alithenge. Which means ikhona indoda enkulu somehow we benefit ayo ye. Ngoba nangoku simane sisothuswa ukuthiwa yeka le nto uzofa nti avele sendisini. Avele kucaca icala ayikho enye indlela.
I think, this is a big chunk of information for all of us to digest. I think abantu abazobe bemamele apha, our audience and constituents and stakeholders will be utterly flabbergasted at some of the revelations that you have made. I think in closing off, Dada, and in getting, I suppose, ready to close off, I would want to know, Uba, in your professional opinion, what kinds of steps can be made to try and resolve this matter?
Okay, because we want development and we want that N2 to be finished, but we want a consequence the right to do it. One, Undamase, okanye abantu bakhe, or whosoever is going to mine there, magastate afresh, consult with the people. Do public consultation. Put down the beneficiation of the people. And the people must agree, and in course, must agree. And then we've got no problem. But already with the damage that they've already done there, they must pay for that damage. And secondly,
preparation.
Yes, exactly. And we check the legal way. How can they access the stone already they've abayimayinileyo kulaa ndawo illegally through communities of which imali yee-communities leya nelalityele lee-communities nalaa mali yee-communities yonke into ebhaye yee-communities nee-damages neendleko zecourt. Are you aware uba uramdel uye 5 times ecourt iindleko zecourt ezethu akakasibhatali nangoku We are a non-profit organization, but we make sure in the manner we exhaust each and every cent. And that must be investigated. We want investigation as a wenziwa journalism. Journalist. We don't trust to government. I want to be to by losing the hope. To our government, because our guys that are leading us are the one also that are involved. Kindly note, police have received a mandate from above that I must do nothing about this. Yes, I can see the court order, but there's nothing. My hands are handcuffed. I can't do even an inch. There's nothing that I can do. So, a license, Mayor Ateta Ngayo, it's the last thing. To what we've been crying for, that hey, before you go to that license, whether it's legally or illegally, we are talking about illegal mining here. Yeah. Before you talk about that license, because of public consultation, it was not done.
It was not done, and I suppose they cannot rest as well on the idea that the development in itself is creating jobs, because I think in the interview from just today. It's something like 49 jobs, you know?
Exactly.
So
it's even less than 49. It's less,
that is getting done, the damage that is getting done to communities, their rightful land as well, far supersedes the employment. And sometimes we need to be able to weigh these things. But are we really creating jobs? Or are we causing more problems? And to me, it seems, and I think to my audience, it will be very apparent that more problems have been caused than solutions.
Yes, Zipo. It's exactly this. Because what I'm going to do now, Zipo, are you still there?
I'm here.
I'm going to send you my response to Mayor a statement. Because Mayor did use public funds for private thing, for a private businessman. Abati Mayam supporter. Are you still there, Zipo?
I'm here.
They used public funds to do and host that briefing, Bebe Yenza, and Tabangon. And they go up and took a corner and be a waste driver, the extortist. Now, my response to that one here, Zipo, I'm going to send it to you on your WhatsApp. Whilst we are talking here, and then you see my response, I'm not hiding. I'm not hiding anything. As I'm saying, we will leave no stone unturned. And unfortunately, those guys that are talking about conference, of which I'm not interested in any conference thing whatsoever, I've been there before the conference that they are talking about. I've been there, Zipo. As I'm telling you. As late 2022 and 2023 till Uramdel went to court in 2023. But they only came today. Look at my response. If, Zipo, you can be quickly read it for our audience. They can see my response. Clearly, it's clearing and it's covering all this interview that I'm doing here today.
I think what I will do is that we will link it in our description. For our audience to hear, because that interview is already out there to be seen, but we will make sure that they get access to your response and to your side of the story. And I think what has been helpful as well is that you have been on this platform and you have given us a direct account from your point of view. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Ngalo. Thank you so much. This is today's discussion has not only been for the sake of informing about Indigenous practices that are lost, but rather things that are happening in our communities right now that affect our residences and affect our ancestry and our spirituality as well. Because if we are connected to the soil through our ancestors and you remove those said ancestors, there is a sense of removal. There is a sense of, you know, separating individuals from their identities. There is a sense of removing a person's place of prayer. And so some of these things that you have said here are very incredibly serious. And I will implore those who have the resources naturally to take up investigation, to take up support of UN support. And thank you so much for being an advocate and shining the light on the injustices that are happening to abantu bethu, and sadly at times at the hands of abantu abafana nathi with the assistance of others. Thank you so much, Dr. Ngalo, for being with us today. And we hope to have you on again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Zipo, for your time and also your resources helping us. It's one of the giving. It's not about not only money. People, they can also give their time and making sure that they support us. It's not about money only, because almost you've spent a lot, data, your time, your technical stuff. Thank you very much, Zipo.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Nkosi. I think we can all agree that that was a very loaded discussion with Dr. Ngalo, and we are very grateful that he had joined us on this platform. Just a few things that have jumped up at me in terms of, you know, allegations of corruption, allegations of the non-following of process in terms of the acquisition of licenses and so forth. It is a struggle that has sort of impeded the true impact of government and government organizations when they try to execute any kind of rural development, right? And what I'm saying here is that, and the issue really is that the lack of consultation with local chieftaincy, for whatever reason it may be for, whether it is for illicit reasons or a lack of understanding, but the idea that local chieftaincy and the local leaders and local community leaders are not consulted when something external is coming into the community has really been one of the things that impede any development. And even when we look at the instance of the HIV pandemic, right, with the introduction of ARVs as well, one of the things that impeded the treatment and the adherence to treatment was that local chiefs, ezilalini nenkosi, were not properly consulted and sat down with and made to understand what it is or what intervention is being given to people. And as such, many people fell through the cracks. Many human rights violations, while we could argue, were committed because, you know, a lack of information to people, we can argue, is a violation. I think the other thing here, and one of the other reflections, is that there seems to be, and there seems to have been, a lot of illicit activity that has happened already at the hand of this construction. A lot of injustices, a lot of crimes against people and crimes against persons that ought to be thoroughly investigated. And I implore those who have investigative journalistic capacity to help us out here and to help us raise awareness and shine the light on some of these things that have been alleged. Secondly, I think that Dr. Ngalo has given us a very nice extension or a very nice way of being able to raise these concerns, right? And that nice way, I would say, would be through his NGO and his organization, the Dr. Ngalo Foundation, Dr. Nsizakalo Ngalo Foundation, that is assisting and educating and raising awareness, helping abantu basemakhaya who have notoriously and historically been taken advantage of, to be aware of situations where they are vulnerable and to know what to do when some of these things are happening. It is sad sometimes that a lack of education can really, and a lack of awareness can really impede or be the difference between someone holding on to their land as it is and someone agreeing to have their land mined and have many, many, you know, implications and many, many mishaps and many things that go wrong with the land. I implore officials who may have this recording land on their laps to really thoroughly look at what is happening to communities there. Allegations of blindness, allegations of chest issues, allegations of physical assault really ought to be investigated and ought to be looked at, because we are a democratic country and we are a democratic South Africa. And no development should ever override the basic human rights of human beings living and people living in the area. And I think that is it from today's episode of The Indigenous Corner with Gogo Zipo. Remember that you can find our latest episode on the Sowetan Live website under the podcast tab or across digital streaming platforms, that is Iono FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. The Indigenous Corner is a Times Live production, and Demi Buzo is our producer. I am your host, Gogo Zipo Dolamo. Until next time, Hambani kakuhle, stay rooted, and never forget where you come from. Ramakwini.